23rd.
It's a tear-free show.
It's a tear-free show today.
Guaranteed not to burn you.
Good day. Right, exactly. Or to make you cry. Sometimes people, I mean, we can talk about Joe Paterno and people get upset a little bit and sad or angry because the Baptists from Westboro Baptist Church are going to be somehow or other finding their presence or trying to get their presence felt at the funeral of Penn State football coach Joe Paterno. That story at DougStefan.com. Speaking of religions, Rich has done a lot of work over the weekend to help us in a couple of different areas. He found a study that was very interesting, and it leads wonderfully into our conversation with Dr. Pam Popper in a moment. So let's see if we can put you to work right now, put your brain in gear before you put your mouth into motion, and get your fingle, ficker, flingle, whatever it is, fingle.
My flingle working?
Yes, you get your flingle over here. 800-510-8255. There is a sect, S-E-C-T, of the Protestant Church. This is a loose connection. Not they are Protestants only because they don't really fit into any other category, and you know how we love to categorize everything. So name the sect in the Protestant Church where the average life expectancy is 89, which is a decade longer than the average American. One of the basic tenets of this group is that they cherish their body. They preach your body is on loan from God. That means you don't smoke, you don't drink, you don't do sweets. As a matter of fact, most of the followers of this sect are vegans. They have a vegetarian diet, fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, and lots of exercise.
Is it called the snooze sect?
They're also very focused on family and community. So what is this sect? Identify it for a swell prize at DougStefan.com, 800-510-8255. Which group of, this is a potent religion. You know, that everybody knows they've heard of these people, this group. Life expectancy on average, 89. They are vegans. They eat fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts. No smoking, no alcohol. This is part of their religious tenet. So who is that or which group are we talking about? Healthy habits, in essence. 800-510-8255. You get to it, you'll call us, and we'll talk to Pam about it in a moment as well here on Good Day.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up, your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support. For your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs, find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus. Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
800.
That was a good workout.
Yeah, my God.
Balancing on my big orange ball.
We do have to. One of the components of this program has to be sooner rather than later, all of us being on a television screen somehow or other. We anecdotally can watch what's going on whilst we are trying to entertain you with our minds and our mouths. 800-510-8255. Dr. Pam Popper joins us now. She runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio. So, Pam, we're trying to find out from people which group, which sect, S-E-C-T, of the Protestant religion has an average lifespan of 89 years, no smoking, no alcohol, no sweets, vegan diet, et cetera, lots of exercise. So I'm not going to ask you until we actually get to this person who has perhaps the answer. For your comments on this. It is Sharon who's first up the street a little from Pam. She's in Mount Vernon, not far from where you are, Pam, at all.
That's
right. Hi, Sharon.
Good morning.
Say hi to everybody here.
Hello.
Hi, Sharon.
So what group are we talking about, Sharon?
Wild guess. Is it the Advents?
The Seventh-day Adventists
right.
have an average lifespan of 89. What made you think of them?
Because we have a local group here in our town, and when you gave me their eating habits, no sweets, no meats, smoking, drinking. I know one lady doesn't even own a TV. I don't think they believe in that.
Uh-huh.
That's what.
All right, so what do you think about the fact that all of this leads them to have a longer life than you?
Good for them if it works.
But you don't want to try it.
I don't think I could do. Mm. I couldn't, especially eating part. I couldn't do it.
I can't stay away from sweets, right?
Sweets and the meat. Yeah. Don't how think
about,
I could.
How about Jack Daniels? You like him?
No. No problem there with that and the tobacco. That wouldn't be a problem.
See, I could give up probably red meat before I could give up beer.
Yeah.
Oh.
I want to have a beer.
Me too, I think. Wine, not beer for me.
Yeah, wine or beer. I want to have a wine or a beer.
I wouldn't do that. I want my raw milk. Much as anything else.
Yeah, you couldn't do dairy, huh?
Nuh-uh. No.
They don't do dairy.
I don't know.
I didn't see dairy mentioned in that.
But Sharon, hold on just a second. Thank you. Pam, so what do you make of all of this? These people sound like you should belong to their church.
Well, actually, I know Hans Diehl, who is a Seventh-day Adventist and the founder of the CHIP program, so I have a great deal of familiarity.
What's the CHIP program?
The Coronary Heart Intervention Program.
Jennifer said the Highway Patrol.
No. He teaches these programs. They're church-based programs.
Do you know Eric Estrada?
All over the country. And anyway, the Adventists are not vegans. That's the first thing.
They're not.
No. They stress a more vegetarian diet, but a lot of them include things like eggs and dairy in their diet. And there are some distinct differences between the Adventists who don't eat dairy, the ones that do, the more animal food they consume, the more disease rates they have, or the higher their disease rates. So they're as a group healthier than the average American, but within the group there's a great deal of variation, and not all of them are really adherent to the program, but they have a wonderful community. The good news about it is that they provide a wonderful community for people to make changes. And I actually did a sort of a co-lecture with Dr. Deal when he was here in Columbus at the church. And you know, what's missing for a lot of people is support. And so the Adventist community really provides that. They do a lot of initiatives in the within their community and also outreach to the rest of the community, too. So I admire what they do a lot.
All right. So there's somebody else that I think you would I don't know that you don't know this woman. I met on Friday, Elizabeth Kucinich. Do you know her?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
I do. She works with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, and I'm on the Physicians Steering Committee for that group.
All right. So you know her whole deal. I was quite taken by her, and I probably for the same reason Dennis was, at least at the beginning. And I say
well,
that.
She's a very charming woman. She's very bright, and she's also really effective at what she does.
Is she? How is that message sold in general? Those who were listening on Friday when I was in Washington at that health summit, Elizabeth Kucinich came in to talk about that as her constituency, as Pam just suggested, she works for the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. And she is a very effective, I mean, she's very statuesque, and so people pay attention to her just because of the way she looks at the beginning. But then when she opens her mouth, you pay more attention to her because she has something to say, a lot like Pam. When you first see Pam, oh, this is an attractive woman. And then when she opens her mouth, there, see, everybody comes running.
Well, anybody that compares me to Elizabeth Kucinich, you've become my new best friend.
Okay, so that's fine. That's well. Anyway, it's all about more and more people talking, or the message that you have been beating into people who are either followers of yours or you wanted to bring them in. This has become more and more the last year or so. Maybe it's just because you're around and I'm more thinking about it, although I've been certainly exposed to it since all the years when I've said to people I don't eat meat because I don't eat my friends and the cows are my friends, but I just bad for you. And I think I've come to grips with that. And so I had this long conversation with one of the flight attendants about chicken because they keep serving this damnable chicken dinner on American. And I said, I don't want to, in the stuff, the alternative to it is a horrible ravioli cheese thing is
unless
awful.
You call ahead and ask for something vegan, and then they'll make you something yummy.
You know, I
always
see
that.
Yeah,
the airlines have made me fabulous food, I have to say.
Really?
We're not known for gourmet fare, but if you call ahead. I mean, I ate like a little vegan princess between here and Johannesburg when I flew there last year.
Yeah, when you order on Orbitz and all those kind of things, you can actually check that off right there.
They do an excellent job, really.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I started talking to this flight attendant about chicken and how bad it was for you, and she's very curious as to how I came to that result. Well, she said, well, everybody says chicken's better than meat. I said, if you look at the cholesterol level, and a lot of people don't do this, Pam, cholesterol's almost the same in chicken as it is in red meat, right?
Well, it is. And the issue is not chicken instead of meat. It's getting the animal food consumption down to a protective level in the diet, which for some people, because they have advanced coronary artery disease, is zero. You just got to get it out. For somebody who hasn't reached that point yet, they can continue to consume very small amounts, but our recommendation has always been 2 or 3 times a week. That's quantifiable, easy to understand, and then the rest of the time you eat plant-based fare. But the difference in your health is not going to be made by choosing different animal food. It's by eating less animal food.
Yeah.
And we even have studies now in Japan. You know, everybody thinks that fish is such a great health food. Gosh, if we were just eating fish instead of chicken and beef, we'd all be better off. But fish is not a health food either. The more fish you consume in Japan, the higher the prostate cancer risk. So all of this stuff, we tell everybody, if it has a mother or a face, it's really all the same thing. Pick your flavor.
Yeah.
Just keep it down to 2 or 3 times a week.
So I like ice cream because it doesn't have mother or a face.
Well, it comes from something that has a mother or a face.
No. Don't be spoiling my fun now. Look at those pictures of all the people in Walmart you see floating around web all the time. That'd be enough to get you off whatever you're eating. All right. Pam Popper, check her out. Wellnessforum.com here on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar-powered generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Great McCartney songs. McCartney is in talks to perform during the Summer Olympics in London. It's going to be a big... I was talking somebody yesterday about traveling overseas because it may be that the conversation has been started to have us do the program in Ireland. I think it's the first week of April in conjunction with the 100th anniversary. Say it again, Doug.
There. The anniversary?
Anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic, which happened on April 6th, 1912.
That'd
excuse
be kind of cool.
So they have a big historical thing. I know it's Dublin. I'm not sure where it is. Someplace in Ireland, anyway. And as a result of that, I was talking about going to England and all the stuff that's going on there. There's going to be a big year for travel to England. The Olympics is one of the reasons. This will be a big, big summer for travel. A summer that if you want to go see other things, getting a flight already, the flight, you know, to get over there, the airlines
hotels
have been nice.
Hotels must be crazy,
hotels
too.
Have doubled their rates. The airlines have doubled their come enjoy yourself.
Well, you
pay twice as much to do it.
What is it, the surtax or the gas tax or whatever it is?
No, it's $10 to get into the city. If you're in your own car,
that's I mean,
are you talking about
like
on the fuel on the plane?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the flight over is $349.
But then there's like another $300.
No, that's what I'm saying. In addition to your fare,
right?
It's $349 more as a fuel surtax and a some other kind of. There's like four different taxes.
So they're like, oh, good, I can go to London for $350. That's not bad. And then bam,
the total.
Well, but the thing is that there are some airlines that are offering a $99 fare from the East Coast to some points in Ireland and England, like Manchester. You can go there for $99. The thing is, it's another $349 that they don't tell you,
right,
until you have to pay the bill to buy the ticket. So there's that story. Paul McCartney talking during the Olympics about performing. Now, speaking of performing at a big sports event, Steven Tyler sang the national anthem this past weekend at the Which of the games was it? Now it's gone out of my mind.
Well, at the New England game, because he's from Boston.
That's right.
Right. He was wearing a sparkly Patriots scarf as well.
Right. Okay. So do we have the audio of this, actually?
No, this is beautiful.
Valentine's early night. What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
This is where it gets good.
To save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Every second, someone turns to OnStar for help.
OnStar Emergency, this is Judy.
Hi, I just had an accident and I need an ambulance, please.
Are you injured?
I think I'm okay, I'm just scared, I'm pregnant, I'm 8 months.
Okay, I have you on Kel Lane and Nell, I'm going to get the 911 centers on the line.
911.
My name is Judy with OnStar. Going to need police and medical at Kel and Nellis. My subscriber's been involved in an accident.
I'll get help out to you.
I should call my husband. I can't find my cell phone.
Do you want me to call him for you?
Will you please?
Now you can add this kind of protection to your car with new OnStar FMV.
Hello, is this Eddie?
Yeah.
It's Judy with OnStar. I'm going to bring you on to speak with your wife. Thank you for holding, ma'am. Go ahead. Your husband's on the line.
I just had an accident. It was a bad hit.
Are you okay?
I'm just scared.
Baby, I'm on my way.
OnStar is built into many new vehicles, or you can add it to almost any car with new OnStar FMV. Visit OnStar.com for availability, system limitations, and details.
I like that sound effect, Richie.
You like that?
Anybody see the keys for the Volkswagen ad, the Super Bowl ad? The dog barking.
Yeah, our video of the day last week. Yeah.
It was video day one of the days. I actually saw it over the weekend.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, focusing on what's important to you, what you're talking about, what you're hearing, what may move you. And the death of Joe Paterno, some people are pretty upset, I think with good reason. But the headline I saw, this is how crazy the news cycle is, or how badly some radio and television stations, especially radio, has become so automated, I guess is probably the right word for it. Somebody was running on Saturday. Where was I? I was in my truck. No, I was on my way to the airport Saturday night. And I'm driving in and I'm listening to this. This is 4 hours after Paterno has died. The news, supposedly the news on the station, the reporter said Joe Paterno's health had taken a turn for the worse. And I how much worse can it get?
She's
I was thinking
dead,
to myself.
Jim.
Huh?
Dead, Jim.
There was so much confusion about this poor guy over the weekend, though. I mean, it was all over Twitter and Facebook that he had died before he ever did.
I had my friend and I were texting back and forth as we were watching the Barrett Jackson auto auction. And I was like, oh, Paterno died. And then like 5 minutes later, he's like, this just in, Paterno's back.
Yeah.
Looks like he got a little bit better. And then I'm like, I don't think he'd be sticking around for long. And then sure enough, he was gone.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole bunch of sad stuff connected to that for sure.
It's just the whole
like
story.
Francisco
just
Franco.
Yeah.
Remember, he was dead and then he wasn't dead and then dead and then he wasn't dead.
But we don't miss him like we miss Joe Paterno. Who even knows who Francisco, other than you and me?
Jennifer,
you know who Francisco Franco was?
Dead.
No, I have no idea.
Oh, my
Richie,
God.
You know who Francisco Franco? Yeah. No. All right, Roberta, do your stuff.
Wasn't that a whole Saturday? It was a Saturday Night Live skit, wasn't it?
I don't know.
That they made fun of it, like the news media. First they reported him dead, then they reported him not dead, so they did a whole skit on General Francisco Franco is not dead.
Yeah, but who was he?
He was Spain. He was
the leader of Spain.
A dictator of Spain. Yeah.
Right. Before they had a quote-unquote democracy, Francisco Franco, now I'm trying to remember the exact timing of his being a part.
Died in 1975. He was in office from 1938 to 1973.
Yeah, he was during, it was before, thank you. I opened my mouth and you jumped in it. Thank you. That was good. Because you were right. He started before, he went, it's sort of interesting because a lot of this type of government left after World War II. People looking around for despots. The anti-Hitler type of government was really, and I don't know, the Middle East had just sort of started to be of attention because of oil. So not as many people paying attention there as they were the traditional states like France or Germany. I'm sorry, France or Italy or Spain. And so Franco came in before World War II, stayed through World War II, and then lasted for, what, another 20 years or so after World War II. And he, you think about Mubarak and some of these other modern-day leaders who were despots. This guy raped that country like you wouldn't believe.
His Excellency Generalissimo,
yeah,
Don Francisco Franco.
Right.
Sounds like the host of it. It was Chevy Chase reading Chevy Chase, Weekend
Update. I'm Chevy Chase and you're not. It wasn't Francisco Franco that he talked about. It was, who was
well,
it?
There was another, an African dictator whose name was Haile Selassie, who mirrored a lot of these same people that we're talking about. And he was, for almost 40 years, the emperor of Ethiopia. And how that, I mean, one of the reasons the African continent is in the situation that it's in these days is because the European, the Dutch, the French, the British, who dictated what went on in Africa, put these guys into power so they could control them. Not unlike Mubarak, frankly, and how he was controlled by us. But they all did. We didn't know who we were supporting. These guys turned out to be the worst, the most awful, horrendous, the kind of things they did to their own people. Selassie started the war, as you hear about now, hundreds of thousands of these various tribes killing each other off all across Central Africa. Well, that happened. That started with Haile Selassie. He had one tribe that was on his side. Not unlike what happened in Iraq, where, I mean, we don't call them tribes, but that's what the Shiites and the Sunnis and the what do you call it, are? The Kurds, the Kurds. Those are all tribes. That's just a different way of them looking at, you know, we're very tribal here. We're, as human beings, we're tribal. We have people who are rich and poor. They have their tribes, and people of various religions have their tribes, and political party have their tribes, color of skin, which sort of brings me around to a couple of things that I think are worth a few minutes of our time. 800-510-8255. First of all, I would like you, as part of the 2020 news quiz, to tell us why Texana Hollis is in the news. T-E-X-A-N-A, Hollis. Texana Hollis. Why is she in the news? What's her story? Tell the story. You get a prize. 800-510-8255. Her name again, Texana Hollis. Why is she in the news? I have been talking this morning off and on about how good I thought the movie that George Lucas produced about the Tuskegee Airmen was over the weekend. I think it was came in second or third as far as most popular movies. We'll check that with Chuck in a little bit. But the story is great. The fact that he couldn't get it financed pretty much speaks to what the content of the movie was about. The content of the movie is about this black group that were not respected by the whites until they actually performed in service as pilots. And all of the things that we went through, even when we were at war with Hitler, we're at war with blacks. Whites are black, at war with blacks in our country during the Second World War. Amazing story. Now, here's another one. The Richie, thank you for bringing this to our attention. The story of a new television program called Find Our Missing, which has started on a black cable network. They are focused on missing black Americans that nobody ever pays any attention to.
Yeah.
The white kid gets abducted, the news media is all over it.
Yeah.
Black kids get abducted, nobody gives a crap.
Right.
And so this woman, Derica Wilson, from the Black and Missing Foundation, decries the public's lack of attention to this, the media's lack of attention to find black women who are victims of human trafficking, black kids who are victims of human trafficking. We pay no attention when black Americans disappear. We don't. It's shameful. And so these three things sort of blend together. as a study in consciousness. And I don't, you know, maybe it sounds like I'm doing a little browbeating here, but I mean, for heaven's sakes, there are a lot of women who are missing from New York State, for heaven's sake, Georgia, North Carolina, Maryland, Florida.
Name me the last time you looked at the Today Show or any national morning show where they have all of these, like, high-profile missing, you know, cases. Name the last time you saw them profile a black woman who was missing.
Yeah, they don't. That's why you can't find them, because they don't. You remember Chandra Levy and Kaylee Anthony, Natalie Holloway.
Natalie,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Where is
you
the...
can name them. You can,
yeah.
I mean,
of course we can.
They're like celebrities.
Yeah. And there are many black kids that are taken and young black women that are sent to places where they become slaves.
Hey, what happened to that little baby that was missing in October that the mother was implicated in the crime? Do you remember that one?
No.
Another little white baby.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, I remember.
You know what I'm talking about?
If nothing else, my point here is to make you aware. Now, maybe you think this is swell and it doesn't bother you. I'll tell you, it bothers me plenty.
Yeah.
It just really, I'm so disgusted. I guess that's the
well, we've talked about this before, so, but, you know, it just,
well, I don't think we've talked about it with this focus. It's so obvious what's going on. The prejudices that are here.
It's very obvious.
Made me think about it was the Tuskegee Airmen and the fact that Lucas said he couldn't get a nickel out of any Hollywood producer to help fund, because they all try to spread the you know, potential losses or wins around. They go to their friends and they say, hey, you want to put $1 million into this? They put together a syndicate. Those show, when you see at the beginning of a movie credits to this company, that company, and the other company, they've spread out the risk so that these companies all put together funds of investors. And they'll put $1 million into the production, $10 million into the production, whatever it is, depending on how secure they think. In a movie with George Lucas producing it and directing it, hello, how many times has George Lucas lost in any movie endeavor he's been in? Zero. Never. So he produces this. He goes to his pals. They say, sorry, we don't want to invest in it because it's a story about blacks. Man, that doesn't tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
That really tells you that. And this other stuff here, what Richie pointed out, it's so true. Black kids and young women, when they're abducted, nobody gives a you know what. And so that's why I asked you to identify Texana Hollis. And we'll see if we can get somebody who has done the research on that. Why is she in the news? What's happening to her that isn't happening to others who are more or less in the same fix? I'll tell you, she has a problem. Give you that much info.
Wow.
800. Why, did you find it, Richie?
Now I have a little bit of a problem.
What's that?
Because I go to Black and Missing Foundation, blackandmissinginc.com.
Yeah.
Providing an equal opportunity for all missing. There's no white missing people on their site.
Yeah. Well, equal opportunity. That doesn't mean that what they're saying isn't accurate about the media and blacks. Well, they need to help. Why do they need to help? They could play. There's plenty of source of finding out info on white kids. 800-510-8255. So tell us who Texana Hollis is, and you will help us in our discussion here. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field, staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date, wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of the new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
I wonder if, the fact nobody's got the right answer about Texanna Hollis is reflective of the sort of thing I'm talking about here. Why is it that nobody could figure out who this woman is? I'll tell you who she is. Lady is 101 years old, comes from Detroit, Michigan. The feds promised that they would move her back into her foreclosed home. We talked about this woman 4 or 5 months ago. You may or may not remember the story. But then she was told she couldn't return because the building was unsafe. Her name is Texanna Hollis, evicted September 12th, belongings placed outside her home, son failed to pay property taxes, linked to a reverse mortgage, and the folks at HUD foreclosed on the home. 2 days later, after all the uproar about her being 101 years old and actually becoming a homeless person, living on the street, the geniuses at the department said she could return. Now, since then, she's been living here, there, and everywhere. But now they say she can't go back into her home. She lived there for 60 years. It's in deplorable shape, so they say. So the house is completely unsuitable and unsafe. So the bottom line here is that this woman she had a reverse mortgage, so they were buying her out because, you know, that's how those things work. But her son said he'd pay the taxes, real estate taxes, and he wasn't. And so she was evicted, essentially, before they paid any attention to what the house was in terms of shapes. You know, all that stuff was secondary to getting her out because the taxes hadn't been paid, et cetera, et cetera. So now what do you think it looks like for a city to evict a woman who's 101 years old?
She says, "Here I am, 100 years old, and don't have a home.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, help me."
But she had paid for the house. It was hers, and the reverse mortgage stuff, you know, gives you money, and then somebody else owns the home at the end of the day. And so why would they have mortgaged or allowed a mortgage to be put on the house, that is the bank, if it was that unsafe? Something else is going on here. And I'm loath to find out what it is. But how much attention has been paid to this woman and others like her who are following the same, you know, following the same...
We should help her. We should talk about it more.
Well, thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah, I want to. That's sad.
Right. Yeah, it is sad. It's a lousy deal all the way around. Esapetha Murkison is the host of that show we were talking about the blacks being...
Black and Missing.
Black and Missing, it's called... on Black One or Black Cable.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Helping you and everybody else with the Spice Girls from their movie Spice World. This is Spice Up Your Life.
Critically acclaimed Spice World.
Oh, yeah, right.
Whatever.
Yeah, right. Number
great.
One.
I was the only one in the theater when I went to see it.
Well,
I
was
for
number one
in
the box
guy.
Office, though, this week in 1997. Number one this week in 97. Spice Up Your Life, the Spice Girls. Get us started with movie music here. Chuck Curry's been quiet. Richie, why is he not speaking to us?
No, he's in awe over the Spice Girls movie.
No, he's so happy because he's a big Patriots guy and they
also,
won this weekend.
It'd probably help if I put his fader up here. Hold on one second. Right.
Congratulations, Chucker.
Hold on a minute.
What are you doing?
There he is. I had to take Roberto off. All right, Chucker.
Hey.
There he is.
Good Lord. All right, so Chucker.
Yeah.
Chucker.
I just want to say before you cut me off that...
I'm going to cut you off.
I'm just teasing. But ask me what I did this weekend.
What you did this weekend?
I sponsored a revival of The Towering Inferno, and I had a great time.
Oh, really? Cool. Good for you.
Yeah, and I just want to say that there's nobody in the business that can rival Paul Newman and Steve McQueen in today's movies. I mean, they were just outstanding. I would argue, seeing that back on the big screen, that was one of the top 10 spectacle action blockbusters of all time. I mean, it really is an incredible viewing experience to watch that back in the movie theater.
Yeah, well, it's those things, those big epic shows that were so expensive to produce, nobody wants to. I was looking at the results of the weekend box office, and looking next to them, they tell you how much each of them cost to produce, et cetera, et cetera, and when they break even and that sort of thing. And back in that, this is Irwin Allen who produced who did all kinds of big, with big celebrities, big sets, big stories. It was the era of the epic. And those were different kinds of epics, but you know, we think of the Ben-Hur movie as an epic motion picture. We don't even have...
And those are big films, too, but, you know, Italian Inferno had 54 sets. It's the most sets of all time until recently. And they shot that movie, which was considered a lot of money back in 74, for $14 million. Mm-hmm. It ended up grossing about $140 million, which is equivalent to almost $500 million now. But a $14 million budget in today's movie is really the catering bill on a Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
And it had every big star of the day in it. Every big star of the day. Male, female, William Holden. For heaven's sakes, it went up. And he seemed to love to have Ernest Borgnine. Borgnine was in all of those.
Well, he wasn't in the Italian Inferno.
He wasn't?
He was originally cast as the fireman, but Steve McQueen was the architect. And then McQueen, a few months before filming, wanted to play the fireman. That sort of exercised Borgnine, and then they cast Paul Newman as the architect. So Newman played the architect, McQueen the fireman.
Wasn't Richard Chamberlain in this,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, he played sort of the villain.
Bad guy. Yeah, right. Yeah. He was responsible for the bad stuff. All right, so Chucker.
The point is they don't make them like they used to.
No. All right. So I want to get an honest answer from you. I've been extolling the value and virtue of Gina Carena all morning because I think that she has, I don't know if you saw that movie or not. If you didn't,
I did not yet.
All right, go see that movie.
You're talking about
Haywire. Right. I want you to tell me what you think honestly after you see that movie, whether she is not the first legitimate female action star, and she can pretty much write her own ticket after this movie, I'm betting. Let's see if
you enjoyed it.
I am enamored with her. And the movie was good, too. Steven Soderbergh, so it's not slouch time. I mean, this is a big-time director. It wasn't like a cheesy...
I will say one thing. I don't know if you know this, but the director, Steven Soderbergh, they did alter her voice in post-production.
Yeah, I don't know why. I heard that. Yeah, and I don't know why, because I don't know what her voice sounds like. But they made it a little bit... how did they made it a little deeper or something?
I think it sounds like this, Doug.
No, it doesn't sound like that.
Yeah. I've heard her in interviews. I don't think she has a bad voice. I don't know why they did that exactly. Yeah.
All right, but box office totals, Chucker.
Top five, Underworld Awakening, the fourth installment in the Vampire Werewolf franchise with Kate Beckinsale. Did very well, $25.4 million. That's a good number for her.
Oh, that's a vampire movie?
Yeah, Werewolf. A lot of CGI. The George Lucas produced Red Tails. Actually opened pretty good, 19.1.
Yeah.
Contraband with Mark Wahlberg plays 12.4, $46 million in 2 weeks. Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close with Tom Hanks and Sandra Bullock, a drama set against the backdrop of 9/11, opened to 10.5. And Haywire with your girl opened to $9 million in business.
I have her voice here, her actual voice. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
I hope you're happy, Bart. You ruined Thanksgiving.
Yeah, get to yours. All right, Chucker, good man. Talk to you tomorrow. Chuck Curry is the movie man on the Good Day program. It's 59 past the hour.